GMT, welcome to Weekend from the BBC World Service. My name's Paul Henley. First on the programme today, finance ministers of the G7 group of nations are today expected to endorse a plan backed by the US for a minimum global level of corporate tax. It's an attempt to stop multinational companies with the highest levels of profits in the world jumping through loopholes to avoid paying tax on that profit. The French finance minister, Bruno Le Maire, has told the BBC that the grouping is close to reaching a deal on the measure. Speaking to the BBC's economics editor, Faisal Islam, he said it was vital for governments to be able to refill their coffers in the wake of the COVID crisis. He did concede that some countries in the EU, which had very low rates of corporation tax, wouldn't welcome the measure.
We are spending a lot of public money to protect our economies against the consequences of the COVID and to have a quick and very strong economic recovery. But we need money and we need new resources.
So how do you sell this within the European Union to your colleague, the president of the Eurogroup, the finance minister of Ireland?
I can understand the difficulty of Ireland and some other European countries, but when there is such an international impetus, this is in the interest of all 27 European member states to say, yes, we are on board and we are supporting this new international tax system.
I've been speaking to Daniel J. Mitchell, who's an American economist and chairman of the Center for Freedom and Prosperity, which campaigns to preserve jurisdictional tax competition, as its website puts it, and supports global free markets. He is not impressed by this move.
Well, I think it's reprehensible that governments are trying to create a tax cartel to benefit politicians at the expense of workers and consumers.
Perhaps it will benefit workers and consumers who pay their taxes, unlike the big companies.
Well, they're not talking about cutting taxes for workers and consumers. They're simply talking about raising corporate taxes, which will depress workers' wages and raise consumer prices. Making government bigger is not an answer to any sensible question.
There is a reason for tax. Normally, it's understood as for redistribution of wealth. Therefore, it might benefit the people who might vote for the politicians.
Well, politicians certainly hope that they're going to buy more votes by creating this tax cartel, but it's going to wind up undermining economic growth. Even left-leaning international bureaucracies like the IMF and OECD in their research have shown that higher corporate tax rates are one of the most destructive ways of collecting revenue. And I just don't think it's a good idea for politicians to get together behind closed doors and agree to set up a cartel that is going to be very bad for the world economy.
Do you think, though, that there might be an ethical element to what you call this cartel? Microsoft's Irish subsidiary paid precisely zero tax on over $300 billion of revenue.
It's the right of the Irish government to decide how income in Ireland is taxed. They can tax it at high rates, they can tax it at low rates. And for other governments to complain about it, when they have complete control over their own transfer pricing rules, if Microsoft is getting away with something, it's only getting away with something because the U.S. tax authority has approved it, because the British tax authority has approved it, because the German tax authority, et cetera, have approved it. So if these national governments think that Microsoft is somehow playing games, then by all means, they should exercise their total control over their own transfer pricing rules to deal with the issue that way. Do not set up a global tax cartel.
President Biden's original plan was for a 21% corporate tax. He was beaten down to 15%. Are you surprised by that?
What worries me is that once the principle is established that governments can create cartels to fleece taxpayers, it's simply a matter of time before tax rates increase. And moreover, it's simply a matter of time before they set up similar tax cartels for personal taxes, value-added taxes, energy taxes. This is a very dangerous road we're going down, where governments are conspiring against their people.
Do you think COVID has sharpened governments' need for more cash now?
Politicians have always wanted more cash because that gives them more power, more ability to try to buy votes. Yes, they're using the COVID as an excuse, but even if that didn't exist, they would come up with some other excuse.
There might be voters listening to this saying, hang on, you're speaking for the tiny minority of executives of big international companies. The politicians are actually speaking for us. Why should I listen to him?
Well, I'm speaking for workers and consumers of the world who are going to be the ones losing out if politicians jack up corporate tax rates. Again, it is probably the single most economically destructive way of collecting revenue because of the negative effects on workers' wages, on business investment, on consumer prices. This is a way for uncompetitive high-tax countries to, in effect, export their bad policies to unwilling countries around the rest of the world that would like to use sensible corporate tax policy to get more growth for their people.
U.S. economist and free market campaigner Daniel J. Mitchell.